Every Monday in December, we're taking a look at the biggest stories in science from 2015 with editors at Discover Magazine. And today we're looking at the standout stories in neuroscience, math, and physics. From new brain scan techniques to a crisis in confidence in the psychology world, 2015 was a big year. Bill Andrews is joining us now. He's a senior associate editor at Discover Magazine based in Waukesha. Bill, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be back.
Well, so one of the biggest stories from 2015 led to a crisis of confidence in the psychology world, you say. What happened?
Well, it was kind of the culmination of a few other issues that have been affecting psychology. In recent years, there have been a few controversial studies that have come out, things that are showing scientifically accurately, according to the studies, things that couldn't possibly exist or failure to replicate classic experiments. And so psychologists have been worrying that there might be something amiss in their field, so they've been trying to get together a big comprehensive study trying to replicate a lot of the most of the high profile findings from 2008. Turned out to be the case. So when they were finally able to do that, a lot of different scientists, over 300 of them, tried to do these experiments again that had already been done. They found that the results were not really the same as they had been the first time, which in science, that's a big issue. That's the whole point of doing these studies scientifically, getting them published and peer-reviewed. They're supposed to be reproducible. And so when this big kind of meta-analysis trying to redo all these bigger experiments from the past came up with different results, it really sent a shockwave through the profession and made people think, maybe we should take a look at how we're doing things here.
Well, how has it changed things so far in psychology departments across the country?
I think it hasn't changed anything concretely in terms of new policies or new approaches, but it's gotten people to really start prioritizing the importance of replicating studies. And this is something that psychology is not the only instance of. A lot of the different sciences have had issues in the past where scientists replicating past studies is important, but it's not really given any support. You know, the sexiest findings or new things, novelty comes out in front. And so it's almost, it's easy to pay lip service to this idea of making sure that past studies are reproducible, but it isn't always come out on top. And so I think the first thing that's come out of this and that has been spreading this year is this kind of renewed sense of the importance of being able to replicate these studies.
And switching over to another story, this year researchers discovered a new technique for brain scans that could lead to better diagnoses. What's the story there?
Well, it's an issue that has come up a lot recently with all the veterans coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. We've had, with over a million soldiers coming back, over 100,000 of them have been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, and another 300,000 have been told they have something different, a traumatic brain injury. And these are two different conditions that can affect someone, and they have very similar symptoms, insomnia, anxiety, and a lot of other things in common. So it had been very difficult to tell them apart, and there weren't any hard and fast medical scans or techniques that could easily tell you which one a patient had until this year. That was the big thing that came out, and it's a kind of a scan called SPECT scanning. It stands for Single Photon Emission Computed Tomography. And they've had that isn't a new type of scan, but this is a new application of it where they're able to take a look at someone's brain and see just from the way that the blood's flowing and the shape of the brain itself whether they have a traumatic brain injury or if they have post-traumatic stress or maybe both.
Well, given that this technology already existed, does that mean it's being put into use already pretty widely?
It has already started. It's been gaining a lot of traction. The study itself it showed 80 to 100% accuracy. So as soon as that came out, people started to take notice because that's really big numbers, especially for something like this where there hadn't been really any alternatives before.
We're talking with Discover Magazine's Bill Andrews, taking a look at some of the biggest science stories out of 2015 in the world of neuroscience, math, and physics. And we've got some cool math news, some geometry news. There is a new kind of pentagon, which I didn't know. You know, I've heard of discovering new species, new stars, not a new pentagon. What's this about?
Right, and it sounds kind of silly. It's like, oh, those mathematicians, they're not curing cancer, they're not discovering stars. What, they found a pentagon, you know, so what? But it's actually a more important finding than you might think. And so the thing itself is they have in math this problem called the tiling problem, which is just the idea of, can you take a shape and put it on a flat plane like a tabletop, and with just that shape be able to fill up everything and extend it out to infinity? And so for a few shapes, that's very easy. Squares, you can imagine, they just stack up. Perfect. Triangles, also. And pentagons, a regular pentagon where all the sides are the same shape, that will not work. You just can't arrange them so that they fit that way. But if you kind of smush the pentagon a little bit and get it so that it has different different length sides, then you're able to get some of these almost magic pentagons that can tile the plane, as they say. And so in over 100 years or so, they've been able to find 14 types of pentagons that were able to do this. But for the last 30 years, they couldn't find any more. The last one was found in 1985. But then, and now here's where I have to again remind people this matters, this year is the one they found the new kind of pentagon that can tile the plane. And it's exciting not just for mathematicians who are able to work out all kinds of new problems and issues with this pentagon for them, but it's also important in the real world. I think every story I read about this had to say bathroom floor tile aficionados will be thrilled with the news. But it's also just a fundamentally important finding in the sense that this is a new shape with new properties that we didn't really know existed before. So now that we know how this shape, whether it is actual literal bathroom tiles or pieces of paper or arrangements of molecules, now that we know how they can come together, that can lead to things like new materials with novel properties, and it kind of opens up a whole new realm for what scientists are able to do.
Okay, you sold me. Pentagons matter. That's an interesting
Excellent.
One. And you've got this at number 55.
Yeah, we thought it would be a little bit of an in-joke to our pentagon enthusiasts to put it right at number 55 there.
Oh, no coincidence there. Okay, So let's see. This year, the American Psychological Association voted to ban psychologists from participating in interrogations. Why did this one make your top 100?
Well, this one, it's less of a fun story than the Pentagon one, I guess. It's just this year was when the news came out officially that the American Psychological Association, the APA, had played a part in helping to legitimize the United States government's use of enhanced interrogation. This report called the Hoffman Report came out, and it said that members of the APA had been working with the Department of Defense, with the CIA, on different kinds of techniques, including waterboarding and beatings and sleep deprivation. And so it kind of lent it this veneer of respectability they're making sure it's still safe and effective, and so it should still be legal. And for almost a decade, the APA had been denying that. No, our people have not been involved in that. But when this report came out saying that actually they had been, the APA was very publicly chastened. You know, they were extremely they apologized for it and said it was extremely troubling and painful. And some of the higher ups have already lost their jobs, and it's possible they might even start to face criminal charges. So it was a big deal in getting this big organization to officially turn around on their involvement in this these behaviors.
And Bill, we've just got a couple of seconds left here, but leave us with a little bit about the Large Hadron Collider. Where are we there?
Well, everyone thinks its best days are behind it because it found the Higgs boson a few years ago, but actually that was just the start because now it can do anything. It's on the wild frontier after having found what they expected it to find. So whether it's new particles or new types of physics now, it's running at twice the power, so hopefully they'll be able to find some good new physics in the future.
So could show up on your list next year, or at least on the end of it.
That's right.
Well, Bill, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That was Bill Andrews, Senior Associate Editor at Discover Magazine, based in Waukesha. He joined us to go over the top stories in neuroscience, math, and physics from the year 2015.